Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to go into detail about how I use vision boards on a daily basis to really help me stay focused on where I'm going and find, you know, success in a world that sometimes seems, let's just say, very messy. You know, things are happening everywhere, you know, that you can't control, and it can sometimes get really frustrating. So let's talk about how we can use vision boards to support us and why they work so well for the dyslexic mind. Let's dive in. As I start to record this podcast today, I'm looking at a picture of the wedding venue that I'll be stepping into on the 11th of November this year. You know, it's got these big white beveled roofs. It's got stained glass windows. It's not a church. It's actually a pub or a bar, but it looks just amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. It's got those little twinkly lights, the wooden floors, you know, a great amount of space for family and friends to party and enjoy. And I'm looking at that on my vision board. As I look at it, you know, it brings to me a bunch of emotion. It brings to me my imagination. You know, one photo allows me to step inside it and feel exactly how it's going to feel when we're there, when we're enjoying ourselves, you know, when that step in my life, that goal is achieved. And that's what I want to talk about today, guys, is vision boards and why this works for the dyslexic mind. Now, many, many dyslexics, and we're talking in the high 90 percentile, you know, are very, very visual minded people. You know, if we find it easy to picture things, create spatially. And what I mean by that is, you know, someone can explain a process to us and we can see it in our mind's eye. You know, we can visualize things. If I say, picture a dolphin, imagine a dolphin in full detail. What do you see? How do you hear it? Is the dolphin making sounds? Can you feel, are you on a boat or are you on the ground? You know, I always remember when someone used to do this to me and taught me a bit about this. I'd always think, am I doing it right? But there is no right. You know, your visualization is exactly correct. You know, all we're trying to do is elicit a picture with words and show you that that's how it works in your mind. And with that being said, with the dyslexic mind being so good at visual processing, it's kind of like a computer with like a really good graphics card in it. You know, we were born with this graphics card. It means that we're always going to be much more visual people than symbolic. Writing your goals will never equal seeing visual pictures of them. It just won't happen. What's also true, though, is because the visual mind is so quick, pictures can easily leave the visual mind if we're not reinforcing them. And so, for me personally, I do that in a bunch of ways. You know, in my meditations or my daily meditations, which probably happen 5 out of 7 days, let's be honest, I will picture the goals I'm moving towards. I will feel them. I will move towards them that way. In essence, I'm reminding my mind and my body where it's going, and then I'm trusting it to move on. You know, we talk a lot more about it, that process in the Truth About Dyslexia course. But for the sake of today, we want to talk about vision boarding. Now, this is something I've been doing probably realistically for 2 to 3 years in a higher level. Before it, I dabbled. Before it, I was probably like majority of dyslexics and, you know, probably those with ADHD, etc., who would love the idea of a vision board. They'd even picture the vision board in their mind's eye, go, that's a great idea, I can't wait to do that. And then they carried on with their life, and it just kind of passed them by, like so many things. They just kind of disappeared. And only in the last few years have I really invested energy and time and, to be honest, enjoyment in pulling together like a vision board. And I absolutely, you know, as I say, when I first did it, the first one I ever did, I created it. I think there were 4 pictures. You know, one was a financial goal. One was a house goal that we wanted. There was a car one in there. There's a couple of others. I've done podcasts in the past about that visualization process. But this vision board was about reinforcing it. When you see the vision board each and every day, even at a glance, even if you don't put any attention on it directly, but it's in your sight, it's gonna help your visual mind continue to drive towards those outcomes. You see, the dyslexic mind is so powerful, so fast, so impressive. You know, it can do a lot of the stuff you want it to do. You just have to keep reminding it, where's it going? Because it's going so fast, it's going, I've actually forgotten where the Google Maps is, right? Your Google Maps kind of pointer, you know, GPS, doesn't seem to always be connected to how fast the car can go in your brain, if that metaphor makes sense. So the challenge can be, as we're going so quickly, we just keep missing our goals, or we turn around and go backwards, or we're running so fast or so hot, you know, that we're struggling with it. So a vision board helps you remind your mind, oh, I'm off track, let's go this way. I'm off track, let's go this way. I'm off track, let's go this way. I'd love to say there's a magic way to solve this, but there isn't. It just doesn't work. And I think this happens to a point for every human being, but I definitely know for the neurodiverse, it happens a lot more. We go off track hugely. You know, it's very hard for us to stay focused. So having that visual vision board, and for me, like, you know, one of mine on my list is my wedding this year. Now, we've done a bunch of planning for that. We're definitely planning it in a let's say a neurodiverse way. You know, we've done big chunks of it. We've found, you know, we've booked the venue. We've got a broad idea of what food and drink's going to be. We've sent out the save the dates, not the invites yet. It's getting close. And a bunch of other stuff we've done pieces of. And, you know, I'm not going to say I've done it. You know, it's definitely been a mixture of me and Holly. And Holly's probably done more, if we're honest. But, you know, we've kind of got a joint picture. And we, just at the right moments, we have the conversation we need to have to take us another step towards our wedding, which is quite exciting. And it's a really fun process. We're having a fun time creating the wedding. It's not overly stressful. It's just enjoyable. But we both have this really clear goal of the date, the time, and the location, and a picture that we're walking towards. And because that vision is there, we have to trust each other and trust ourselves and trust our amazing, visual, powerful super brains to create this thing. You know, is there going to be bumps along the way? Of course. Is it going to be imperfect? Of course. But we're going to have a hell of a lot of fun and we're going to enjoy it. And a key part of that is having that key vision of when it is. Now, the benefit of things like weddings is they kind of fit this magical visual goal so easily, right? You know, you've got a date. You've probably got a time. It seems quite important. If one shows up in the afternoon and one in the morning, it could cause a few challenges. So that is one to stick to time on. But it's got a picture associated with it. And so we naturally visualize it very easily. Now, the challenge we can have is with other goals, we don't always do it. And, you know, I'll give you a great example of another person I'd probably say has very much dyslexic tendencies and ADHD tendencies is a guy called Jimmy Fallon. You know, you may have heard of him. He's in the US. He's a speaker. Very, very creative. Very, very driven. Very, very unorganized. He's got a PA that runs his life. Like many of these guys who are up there who seem to have it all together, you know, very creative, very brilliant, but they have organizers organizing them to keep them going, right? Now, the story I heard, I was listening to another podcast, and the story they talked about was how Jimmy had always wanted to be on Saturday Night Live. From a kid watching it on TV, he wanted to be on Saturday Night Live. His whole life was leading up to him being on Saturday Night Live, which is a big show in the US. You know, it was the thing that, you know, he learned the producer's name. He knew all of the actors. He was telling jokes, you know, that he didn't even understand. You know, it was his thing. He had that vision in his mind. He had those pictures on his wall. He had those pictures in his mind of where he was going. Did he know how he was going to get there? He had a vague idea, but, you know, you can't guarantee it. You don't know for sure. But what stayed true was that vision board, that picture he had in his mind, the picture he had, the posters on the wall, everything was there. And this is where the visual thinker, you know, in hindsight, we look back and go, wow, I was so lucky, or that was so amazing. But actually, what he was doing all the time was visualizing where he was going. He was seeing it everywhere. And because of that, he had a bit of a trust in himself to keep going, to learn the jokes, to do the fun stuff. To, you know, there was probably a lot of hard times where people didn't laugh. I can't imagine being a comedian. Like, it would be challenging, right? There would have been times where you think, I'm going to give up. But he kept focused on that one picture. And it's really, you know, and this is what I mean. If you haven't done a vision board before, you know, I'm going to say it. Get off your bum and do it. Give it a crack. You know, it's never been easier. You know, you can do it off of pictures or magazines. Not that those really exist anymore. I'm sure there are a million apps on the App Store. Just go and download an app and start playing with it. Now, the way I like to do it is I use a tool called Canva, canva.com. And I'll pop a link in the show notes. I did a video for Remarkable Minds a while back. And I will put a link to that blog post. It has a video on how to use this tool to create pretty pictures. It's free for the base version. And it's just a great, it's just a fantastic tool for creative minds. I absolutely love it. It allows you to get your thoughts down visually very quickly. And then I want you to put it somewhere. And what I would suggest is, you know, don't get stuck in overthinking about what are my goals. I don't actually know, where do I want to be in life? Because I know that happens, right? The overthinking machine. And what I would say is your vision board can tweak and change, especially at the beginning. You know, you don't know exactly what you want. It's fine, but you've got to take a step towards what you want. You know, do you want to be healthier? What's a step towards healthier? What's a step towards, you know, if you're in business, the business that you want? What's a step towards a relationship? What's a step towards a job? You know, you don't have to say, I'm going to solve world hunger and put a picture on your wall, because that's where it, you know, falls all over, right? You know, don't rush into it if you're not ready for that. But just start by creating some small things. Maybe it's to finish an exam assignment. You know, maybe that's the picture you want to start with. Doesn't really matter. It's just starting to get into the habit of seeing how visualization works and how you feel. And if you look at that picture for 3 weeks, you might actually get a feeling and go, that picture is not what I want. What I actually want is this. And in doing that, you've actually succeeded, because you've helped yourself work out what you want. But if you don't put a picture on the wall, you have no baseline, you have nothing to compare with, you have nothing to move towards to work out if you want something or not. So, yeah, guys, that's what I want to share today. I'd love you to get into action. I'd love you to start playing with this idea. You know, if you've thought about this for 20 years or 5 years or however long and never done it, you know, chuck some loud music on and give it a try. I have this on my computer desktop. That's where I put it. And so I can't but not see it every time I log into my computer. That's when I see it, I log in, it's there. I've got 6 images on mine. They're staring me at the face, slapping me around, going, this is where you're going. And I look at it and I go, I've completed those two. You know, those two are nearly there. That one's on its way. And that one, I've just got my eye on it. I trust that I'll get there. You know, I just trust. And it's, yeah, it's a great feeling. So, yeah, check out the links in the show bio for the Canva tutorial, how it works. And I'll be back next week. Just before you go, I just want to let you know that we've rebranded the Confident Dyslexic to be the Truth About Dyslexia course. Many people were asking me exactly what it's about, who's it for, and we wanted to be really clear. It's designed for people who have just found out they're dyslexic or are just in the process of coming to terms with what it means, and they want someone to help guide them and understand that a bit more and learn how to use your brain to better serve you, your goals, your life, your success, all that cool stuff. Now, we've just opened up the course to be done at any time, which is really, really awesome. It means you can jump on, you can do the course. It's all self-guided. It's using a brand new app that we only set up a few months ago, and it's been working really, really well. So dive onto the link at the bottom of this podcast if you're interested. Have a little look. We're running a special to kick off this new way of launching the course. Until next time.